days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
What's going on, everybody? This is the man, the myth, the legend, Kelvin T, a.k.a. Big Papa. And welcome to the Back in the Day podcast. Well, we are at the beginning of a brand new month. And I'm feeling this fall weather. I really am. This is the kind of weather that will give you that unction to settle in, relax. Grab your favorite comforter or blanket and curl up in front of the fire, having your remote in one hand and a nice drink in the other. So on this episode, I'll be playing those relaxing songs that will help you breathe, okay? And I have something very special I'm going to include in this episode. I'm a part of a men's group that we meet once a month. And last month we met and had a very interesting conversation on a few topics. And I'm going to play just a few comments here and there throughout the episode. And the group name, we call ourselves the Fire Talk. And the word fire is an acronym. F is for fellowship. The I is for inspiration. The R is for real talk. And the E is for encouragement. And let me tell you, these conversations get intense. I mean, we don't agree on everything, but everyone's opinion is very well respected. You understand what I'm saying? This is a safe space for men to come and unpack things that they are going through in their lives. And we have a real good time too, hanging out, you know, together, just chopping it up. So let's hop in that deuce in the quarter and let's take a ride to back in the day. So to kick off the show, here's a classic from Rufus and Chaka Khan. Do you love what you feel? I got a good feeling about this episode. Had a great feeling about the Back in the Day podcast. What about you? Let's go.
Thank you.
Do you really love what you feel? I do. Now here's Alicia Myers with You Get the Best From Me, Say, Say, Say. And that's what I'm giving you here at the Back in the Day podcast. Giving you the best.
What's good, beautiful people? It's your favorite girl, Black Mamba, host of the Mamba Raw and Unfiltered podcast, where we are redefining authenticity. And you are now listening to the Back in the Day podcast with the very authentic and dope host, Big Papa. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be transported through time back in the day.
Looking sweet tonight. You got it every day, girl. Wish that I could love you back in a special way. You light my fire. So much better.
That was the Gap Band with Outstanding. Okay, look, let's get right to it. This is Dwell with Old Lovers. And after that, we'll get into the chat with my brothers and the fire talk here on the Back in the Day podcast.
Old lovers, young at heart, puppy lovers, big old kids. Both of us coexist hand in hand. We will be ripe old lovers, young at heart, puppy lovers, big old kids. Both of us coexist hand in hand. We will be ripe old lovers. Peter Pan, young at heart. That's what I am when I'm you. I wouldn't mind even growing old, as long as you're by my side. Peace of mind and peace of soul. Life has no worries when I'm with you. Something like a child at play on a summer day. Through this life we will spend our time, oh, like we're big old kids, young at heart. coexist,
coexist.
Hand in hand, we will be right.
We will be
right. Young at heart,
home baby.
Puppy lovers, big ol' kids.
Big ol' kids.
Both of us coexist.
Oh.
Hand in hand, we will be right.
Oh. 45, a song that's special. That's what I hope for you to be with me. In 15 years of holding on, your sound is still sweet to me. Or maybe you can be my NPC, be part of my everyday endeavor. When I touch your keys, your sweet melodies, they bring me pleasure. That's why I'ma freak you forever, yeah. But something about this feels just like a dream, an unfortunate familiar scene. I finally found love and now I don't know. I'll just continue to pray that this is real.
Lovers,
love,
young at heart,
so
puppy lovers, big old kids, both of us,
both of
coexist,
coexist,
hand in hand, we will be right.
La, la.
Hand in hand, we will be rival lovers.
I'm hoping that this is not a dream, 'cause that would mean one of us have to leave. Depending on who's the dreamer and who is the dreamy.
Regardless,
we both are here,
so let's find love.
Till our golden years, till the heavens close and our eyes open. I hope I ain't dreaming, and I hope that we'll continue being
all of us,
lovers,
young at heart.
Oh no, baby,
puppy lovers,
puppy lovers,
big old kids,
big old kids.
Both of us coexist, hand in hand, we will be right.
La 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 la,
young at heart.
La 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 la,
big old kids.
So the Fire Talk Gathering was started a few months ago. It's a place where men can gather and chop it up on different subjects, different topics. And it's a safe space that was created just for men. Now, this idea came about from a conversation between Martise and Don. Now, Don White is the owner of the White Smoke and Ash Cigar and Hookah Lounge in Crest Hill, Illinois. And once a month, he opens his establishment for us to come in and just hang out for a few hours once a month. And there is no charge. You don't have to smoke cigars to come. So, back in September, we met and Don had a hourglass sitting on a pedestal in the room where we meet, and no one really paid attention to it. But during the course of the evening, Don talked about an incident that happened when he was on vacation. There was something that happened at his workplace where people could have lost their lives, but thank God no one did lose their life. Everyone is okay. And this hourglass represents the time that we have left on this earth and what you're going to do with that time you have left. Because a lot of us have more time behind us than we do in front of us. And I asked Don for our next meeting, which was last month in October, can we just do a recap on that subject to see how it has changed the guy's outlook on their lives going forward. So here's a little excerpt on how that meeting started, and then we'll get some more into it a little bit after this. All right, check this out.
Man, I just want to say, man,
welcome back,
fellas. Welcome back, man. In between our last meeting and today, man, I would say that life for me has been very crazy, man. My brother wanted to bring back or touch on what we talked about the last meeting. That's why I had to put that there. But before I get your part, I think it's very key to why what we talked about is necessary, right? So we get together, we share experiences, right? I feel sorry for the ones who wasn't here the last time. I'm telling y'all, I feel sorry for y'all because we did something that you can never recreate. My man said, let's do it again. I said, you could never recreate that night. No, you just had to be there. And I would say my life is different from that night. I'm telling you guys, and I'm not just saying that. It's 100% fact. And I'm not rubbing it in the faces of the ones who usually come. But Bill, you was there. Kinshawn, you was there. My brother, you was there. You was there. Is your life different from that night?
It has definitely changed. It was an eye-opener from that night.
Okay.
It made you think about how much time you wasted and how much time you have ahead of you. All right, so for those of you that wasn't here on the last time we got together, Brother Duns set this out, had a city here, and I guess I can start off how I didn't recognize what was going on.
Oh, it was right there, right on your right.
It was sitting right here. I saw the hourglass, and I know he just got through celebrating the anniversary being in this business here. And so I'm thinking maybe that was a part of what was going on. So I'm sitting here chilling, you know, I looked at it, we sit here, he looked over at me, man, he said, so you ain't gonna say nothing about that?
First I said, I'm disappointed in you. I said, I'm disappointed in you.
And then I'm like, what'd I do? He's like, you didn't see that? I'm like, yeah, I saw it, but I thought, you know what I'm saying, it got something to do with the anniversary. But that particular day, just to be spiritual, it was a God-ordained day. When I say it was God-ordained, that was a God-ordained meeting. Reason being because, once again, for everybody that's in it, even I know tonight, life has been lifing for everybody. Life has been lifing for everybody. And that particular day, he had just got back in town from an incident that had happened at his job where some people could have lost their life. And so when we looked at this hourglass, he wasn't going to do anything that night. But he got the strength and the unction to go ahead and do it, and he did it. And when I say it was life-changing, just to have the hourglass out and just for everybody to see the hourglass, and everybody had their own perspective of what they got from the hourglass and how it just, in just words, common words, how it just ministered to the whole room.
Definitely. Thank you for that. And brother, you wanted us to bring this back up, and I have to ask you why. So give him a microphone, because I wanna see where this took you. Because before he speak, let's one thing that is really I'm so excited about, that people took so much from this that they went to go buy hourglass. And what we talked about and what I got out of this, and I could not believe, is when we talked about the sand and so many different things and being able to flip it while you still got breath in your body, but that time is going to be gone. The time is going to be gone. And I definitely want us to definitely talk about something that happened to me to really bring home that point and why it's important to live our life while we can. So go ahead, brother.
So my audio didn't come out too well when I spoke, but just to give a synopsis on what I said, I told the group that experience with the hourglass has caused me to look at life in a totally different way. I've done a 180-degree turn. I try my best now to live a stress-free life. Things I can't change, I don't deal with it. I put it in God's hands. I do the best that I can. You know, in my marriage, I'm living stress-free. On my job, I'm living stress-free. what I can control and handle, I take care of. If it's out of my control, I give it to God and I keep moving. That was basically what I said in a nutshell. Now, what I'm not saying is that life is perfect. Life will never be perfect as long as we're living on this earth. But again, living stress-free is my goal. Okay, we're going to get back to some music now. But later on, I'm going to share another story that Don talked about that he brought up that really hits home with the hourglass. Here's Frankie Beverly with Maze, Before I Let Go, followed by Parliament with Flashlight. We're in a Back in the Day podcast.
You're listening to the Back in the Day podcast with your host, Big Papa.
Okay, so here's Don telling us another story about this young lady. It's pretty sad, but it gives you a new perspective on life and how precious life is and how you need to evaluate the time that you have left and live life to the fullest. Listen to this.
I honored your wish, but I'm glad you asked. Let's expound on this a little more, because let me tell you guys a situation that happened in my real life, in my life, in my wife life. So we had our anniversary, 25-year anniversary celebration on October 12th. Okay. So you see this lady right there at our anniversary together, smiling beautiful. The lady right there, the second lady to the right behind my wife. October 12th was that day right there on that picture. 1 week later, she died of a heart attack. 1 week later. 44 years old. So wasn't sick, wasn't overweight, wasn't anything. A beautiful girl, beautiful. And she has supported her. I've been around my wife for 37 years. So I've been knowing her family, this girl, since she was 7-8 years old. So the reason I'm glad that the brother wanted us to bring this back up, and then I'm not even glorifying this situation. I'm glorifying the importance of what we learned that night.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because if what I got out of it and what it brought back and what it stamped is the importance of that saying, but taking that time, understanding that it's going to be gone, where you're not going to have a time to be able to flip it and it's over with. So what we learned that night, it really hit home for me when this situation came. And didn't even know that we was going to go back to this, the thing, but I thought about what we learned.
Yeah.
Because 44 years old, she had a whole life in front of us, but now it's gone. The family, when I say they crushed, it's beyond where she the baby of the family. It's so many things, unexpected, but we have to protect the time because we don't know. And that's what definitely the ones who wasn't there, but the ones who was there, I know you got a greater appreciation. I got a greater appreciation. And again, we have to get that. Even if you wasn't there, how important is your time? What are you doing with your time? Are you wasting it? Do you go, how much time? We don't know. So that's why we gotta protect that time. We don't know when that last day is, and live it to the fullest.
Yeah.
So live it to the fullest. And I just definitely want to share that with you guys. Because again, we have to look at these situations and know that we can't waste it. What you said is very important. You can't let people stress you out. You can't waste your time with people that don't want to be on nothing. Me and you just talked about that, Rick. We gotta do what's right, because the years we spent some of that money up. Is what you got coming is more than what you is less than what you got. So again, I just wanted to share that with you. Anybody who wanted to definitely talk about that, but that's where we are. So again, I didn't really, me and Martise didn't even really talk. We usually talk about, you know, the agendas, what we want to talk about. I think this was very powerful for me. The hourglass still, I think, is relevant.
Yeah. So we are definitely praying for that young lady's family. And again, what are you doing with the time you have left? Because once you flip that hourglass and that sand runs out, more than likely, that's it for you. Now, there were some other subjects that we talked about later on that night. And this one subject that came up nearly caused a riot in the room that night that Don brought up. But to hear that conversation, you have to tune in to the next episode. Getting back to the music, here's Anita Ward with Ring My Bell. Yeah, Don almost got his bell rung after the question he asked and proposed to the group. Okay, here's my double play of the day. This is Minnie Riperton with Memory Lane, followed by Loving You.
I stumbled on this photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness. I see the pain. Where am I? See you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. The way you held me, no one could tell me that love would die. Oh, why did I have to find this photograph? I thought I had forgot the past. Now I'm slipping fast. Oh, back down memory lane. I feel the happiness. I feel the pain. Here am I. Back down memory lane. I'm in the sunshine. I'm in the rain. Thought it was over. Here I go.
Hey, Mindy B here with Mindy B TV, and you're listening to the smooth grooves of the Back in the Day podcast with your super host, Big Papa.
La 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 la
Okay, fam, we're coming down to the last song of this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it because I know I have. Here's Bobby Caldwell with What You Won't Do for Love.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I search to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you. And I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you. And I can't let go. I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let you. You won't give up. In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Thank you.
Well, we've come to the end of another great episode of the Back in the Day podcast. I'm your host, Big Papa. I really, truly want to thank you for listening. And I want to thank Martise and Don for putting the Fire Talk Men's Group together. And I promise you the next episode is going to be just as good. All right, I promise. And I would definitely try to incorporate some of the fellas and their comments in upcoming episodes. All right? But as always, love God, love yourself, and spread love, because this world needs love more now than ever before. And remember, live your life to the fullest with no regrets. All right? Again, this is Big Papa, your host of the Back in the Day podcast. Always remember that back in the day was all that. Peace and hair grease. And I'm out. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.